Today we are in day two, 108th annual convention. Nikki Gronley is with me. Nikki and I have worked together on a number of projects through the years. We haven't killed each other yet. And I think what I'm hearing today, you've got Linda on the phone with us. And this has something to do with that Mitchell, South Dakota, I believe.
Yeah, Bill. So, you know, before we have talked about that with rural development and our investments in rural South Dakota, there is a big push to make sure that we are taking care of our rural communities. And within that is the meat and poultry processing programs. Now, these are programs to help us expand the food supply chain and make sure that our farmers have access to local processing. We've all talked about how there's some really large processors. We're trying to bring it local. We're trying to find those processors who exist or those who want to build and be able to have processing right here in South Dakota, which is wonderful. So in the past, we've talked about a processing plant in Falkton. Today, I'm going to bring you a processing plant in Mitchell.
Hey, that's just down the road from Hartford.
Exactly. And with this processing plant in Mitchell, this used to be what was called Shorty's Locker. It had closed. Well, Devin and Linda Ritazzi, they moved here from Nevada. Linda was originally from South Dakota, and they had a dream of doing this meat processing plant. So through our relending program, working with Planning District 3, we were able to put together a program for them so they could do this. And I always think that the best person to tell the story is the person who is affected. And we have Linda joining us today. So I'd love to have Linda talk about what this has meant for Mitchell and for her family.
Give it up, Linda. What's it about?
Hey, I also have Devin on the line today. So we're a locker in Mitchell, South Dakota. We can do beef, pigs, lambs, wild game, pheasant cleaning, buffalo, and I'll let Devin add to it.
There's pretty much not a lot more to add to it. We just finished three extremely large buffalo, and they just walked out of here extremely happy with what we did. We can do a lot of smoking, hams, sticks, salami, pretty much any game or domestic animal. We can do all your product in vacuum packing, which saves you an enormous amount in your freezer. There's almost no limit to what this locker capability is.
So Devin and Linda, isn't it accurate that with the old Shorty's Locker, that part of what you did that was new here is you expanded and added that wild game processing piece? Is that correct?
Yes, we added, Shorty used to do it, but like a lot of the lockers, they gave that up in favor of domestic, but we've brought it back, and we've gotten a huge, huge response, probably a bigger response than we thought we would have gotten, because our name just isn't fully out there yet. But yeah, we've brought that back, and something else that we've added to our retail section is we've expanded the amount of variety of bratwursts and chorizos, and just comparing prices the other day, we're actually lower on the majority of our products than a lot of the other grocery stores, even in Sioux Falls.
So tell us a little bit about what brought you to make this move. You know, what was the inspiration coming from Nevada to South Dakota and doing this? And we know Linda originally came from there, but, you know, it was a big move and a life change.
So, yeah, I was born and bred in Nevada my whole life. 57 years, and my wife Linda lived in Nevada for a little over 20 years, but her mom and dad live here in Mitchell, and they're older, and we wanted to come back at some point to help them out. And we owned a locker in Nevada prior to this, and Shorty's just happened to come up for sale at the right time and the right price. And you know, we made several straight through trips to look at it and to negotiate the pricing. And that what really brought us here, we were going to move here anyway just to help our folks out. What really brought us here was the combination of coming back to help her and to reopen the locker. And we've had a fantastic response with people coming in and thanking us for, you know, keeping the locker as a locker and not tearing it down and building something else.
The meat and poultry processing stuff has been just one of my favorite things. And your story just really stuck out to me when I learned about it. Linda, was there something you wanted to add?
Just to let you guys all know that come the first part of the year, we should be fully inspected. So that will help bring some stuff in. We also are looking at bringing Wagyu beef in. So that'll be an added thing to our retail area. And we do have connections. You know, farmers, ranchers come in looking to sell beef, and we just keep their names. So if anybody's ever looking for a quarter or a half a beef or a whole beef, we can give you those numbers to reach out to them to get that done. But soon we should be fully inspected, and we'll be able to sell those directly to the local people.
Devin and Linda, we appreciate it. You got to make sure we get updated.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of the year. Okay, let's get them back. Let's tell the story. And Nikki, how do other communities do what these folks are doing?
So if other communities are interested, they should be reaching out. Go to the website, Rural Development South Dakota. You can find my contact, Nikki Gronley, on there. And we are happy to sit down, talk about what you've got going on, look at the programs and see if they align with what you're working on. So excited to expand these opportunities for South Dakota farmers and South Dakota butcher shops.